may not be crazy, but I sure got a hell of a start. Somebody come here and pick up my pieces. I think I'm falling apart. Now don't follow my footsteps. Step on over my trail. 'Cause the road is too darn narrow. Your footing could fail, and to fall to the bottom, it could tear you all apart. And they'll be here picking up pieces of you and your heart. Don't you follow my footsteps. Step right on over my trail. 'Cause the road is too darn narrow, and your whole footing could fail, and the it could tear you apart. And you'll be right back here picking up pieces of you and your heart. They'll be here picking up pieces of you and your heart.
I raised my head and set myself in the eye of a storm, in the belly of a whale. My spirit stood on solid ground. I'll be at peace when they lay me down.
When I was a child, I cried until my needs were satisfied. My needs have grown up pound for pound. I'll be at peace when they lay me down.
When they lay me down someday, my soul will rise and fly away. this old world will turn around. I'll be at peace when they lay me down. This life isn't fair, it seems. It's filled with tears and broken dreams. There are no tears where I am bound. I'll be at peace when they lay me down.
Please give a warm welcome to Sean Colvin.
Like a diamond in the
bright. You're shining, I can see you. You're smiling, it's enough. I'm holding on to you like a diamond in the rough. Like a diamond in the rough. Like a diamond in the rough. Hey, like a diamond in the rough.
Right, wrapping up our Willie Nelson tribute with a song that has absolutely nothing to do with Willie Nelson, with Sean Colvin, from her Live 88 recording. And I think I was there. That was recorded at the Somerville Theater. We heard Diamond in the Rough. Yay, Sean Colvin. But before that, we did have our last few songs in our Willie Nelson 90th birthday tribute. We heard Loretta Lynn. That was fairly recent, from 2016, fairly recent in the grand scheme of things, doing a duet with Willie on her album Full Circle. We heard Lay Me Down. Betty LeVette, another person you probably wouldn't expect to be covering Willie Nelson, did Somebody Pick Up My Pieces. We heard Emmylou Harris doing a duet with Willie on Gulf Coast Highway, which is a song that was written by a few people, including Nancy Griffith. She also co-wrote that with Danny Flowers and James Hooker. We heard Winona Judd giving Willie a hand with Bloody Mary Morning, and started with You Remain with Willie and Bonnie Raitt, and that is from The Great Divide. So I think I told you everything we heard, and it is 12:12 here at Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. A programming note: Crash Course for the Ravers will not be heard today at 1 o'clock. Poor Brian had a car accident, and he is ailing. So sending out big good vibes for Brian for a speedy recovery, but he will not be in the studio today. I believe that Ray will be coming up and taking that time slot. So don't turn your dial, but just turn your expectation about which show will be up at 1 o'clock. All right, last weekend, we did not have a live in-studio interview with Jill Sobule, but we will. I promise someday we will. But I did go see her out in Framingham at the Amazing Things Art Center, which is a great venue to see music, by the way. And Jill did a stellar show. Here's a weird, weird story. And that is, as I've mentioned before, I went to New York City in February to see the closing night of her show, F7th Grade, off-Broadway. And when I saw the show, I was sitting in the front row next to a woman who had, this was her sixth time seeing the show, big fan, right? So I get to the venue in Framingham last Friday night, and who is sitting across the aisle from me but that same woman who lives in New York but happened to come up to see Jill here in Massachusetts. So that is a dedicated fan, six times. And speaking of Seventh Grade, her fabulous show about her life, it was nominated for a Drama Desk Award. So go, Jill. You haven't heard the last of the rumors of her coming up on the show. She will come. It's just a matter of pinning her down. But in honor of that great performance last weekend, I'm going to do a little mini Jill Sobule set right now for you. So sit back and relax and listen to Jill Sobule here on Something About the Women.
I'm in the wings when you push me on, but I never learn the words to the songs. And there I stand naked, they're staring at me, laughing at me. I'm by the locker, turning the dial. The hallway is empty and stretches for miles. Then I'm on a boat, heading over the falls. You reach for my hand, but it just breaks off. I suddenly wake up, was only a dream. I'm back
was racing to see you. I packed flip-flops and a new black bathing suit. But from the very moment I got off that plane, all I saw through every window was pewter colored rain. On Friday night you tried to make me smile, but everything about you was faded and diluted. You were much more solid in my memory. Up close you looked like a poor facsimile. Flight, flight, I never should have caught that flight. Flight, I never should have caught that flight. Flight, never should have caught that plane. On Saturday morning we hit the shooting range, and we tried to make homemade pumpkin soup, and we too much for that pinball machine, and we both agreed it was so-so. Sat inside so much of that long, long weekend on your grandmother's old furniture, that itchy couch, broken chair, at least the bed, thank God, was new. By Sunday morning we both knew we were through. And we complimented ourselves for not being mean, and we tried to figure out the best way to still be friends, but what we were really saying was the end, the end, the end.
I know everyone's a good person inside. Everyone wants just to be loved inside. So whenever I think how you wasted my time, I try to remember the good things inside. Well, you haven't killed anyone, as far as we know, and you seem very nice to your sister. You have very good taste in clothes and guitars and very young girls. I know everyone's a good person inside. Everyone wants just to be loved inside. So whenever I think, what a dick, what a liar, I try to your hands are as big as Montana, and your lips as sweet as red vines. Well, I guess these don't count as the things from inside, but these are the things that made me blind. These are the things that made me blind. You're as sharp as a tack, you're as loyal as a cat, you were great in the sack, even if you have hair on your.
Okay, True Confessions, my mini Jill Sobule set turned into a maxi Jill Sobule set because it's addictive. I have a problem. That was Jill from her self-titled release here. That was A Good Person Inside. Before that, Rainy Day Parade, which I thought it was supposed to rain today, but if it does, we will have a Rainy Day Parade. That goes back to 2005 and Pink Pearl. We heard Flight, subtitled Jet Plane Charm, and that is from this cute album called Dottie's Charms, where she has all these different charms on her bracelet and she writes a song about each one. That came out in 2014. We heard Cinnamon Park. I love that song. She played it last Friday in Framingham, and I feel like there's two versions of that song. Her live version with just guitar is great, but I also really love the added touch on the recording with the quoting the Chicago Saturday in the Park there. So that is from Underdog Victorious. We heard Half a Heart from Happy Town, and we started it off with I Put My Headphones On from 2018's Nostalgia Kills. All right, a couple of announcements here. As I mentioned, we are having our donations drive. So if you like what you hear and you want to keep hearing it, head on over to 91.5's website. That's WMFO.org, and click on the donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. Again, it's a little bit complicated, but you have to select arts, sciences, and engineering, and then other, and then put in WMFO. Or you can just go to WMFO.org and find out how you can mail us a big fat check. And there are cool premiums for different levels of donations, and I recommend the hoodie. Yes, I do. All right, it is 12:36, and this is Sue here with something about the women. I do actually have one more announcement, and that is a couple of great things happening on June 3rd. One is that we'll be having another live day here in the studio, live bands most of the day. I don't know all the details, but then also in the afternoon, Medford is having its first ever Porch Fest, and something about the women will be as part of Porch Fest, presenting some great acts, actually, in my driveway. Yes, in my driveway at my house. We are going to hear from the phenomenal Paul Rochelle and Annie Raines, who are just about the best country blues duo you will ever hear. Blues great Danielle Moralia, one of our favorite local artists, and an Americana band called Slow Boat Home, which is just fantastic, and features my friend Stephen Bourne on the harmonica. We'll also have a former Something About the Women DJ. Her band will be there, called Your Friends in Hell, and that is Lindsay, former DJ's band. And we also hear Ninth House Revival. And they have a female lead singer. So what do you know? It's going to be like a little live day at my house for Porch Fest on June 3rd. And I actually finally did a little work on our Something About the Women website, which you can find at satwomen.com. And you can get details about Porch Fest and how to listen to our show and about our 50th anniversary, and actually links to some of those Porch Fest artists to their pages, so you can learn more about them. So I hope that you'll mark it in your calendar for June 3rd. Kirsten will be here running the show for Live Day at WMFO, and I will be over at my house in my driveway hosting live bands for Porch Fest. Wow, a lot going on. All right, let's keep the music going on. And so happy that Patty Larkin is doing better after her hiking accident, and she is performing out and about. I believe she has a show. It might even be tonight in Lexington. But let's hear her now from her album, Angels Running. Here's Patty Larkin. Nothing less than perfect.
back together, hearts broke long ago. I know a good thing when I see it, and it's a bad thing to let go.
Smoked in the house, burnt holes in the couch, lipstick circle butts in the ashtray. She saved in Folgers cans, swore credit was a scam, bought everything at Sears on layaway. She was Ford over a Chevy, Pepsi over Coke, country or western, Owens or Jones. That kitchen radio was playing loud. She smoked in the house, wouldn't throw nothing out. She'd cut the mold off cantaloupe and cheese. The farmer's almanac told her when to plant petunias, potatoes, and peas. She was never take a handout, always stand up for the flag. Country and western, Loretta and Hag. That kitchen radio was singing loud. Cigarettes, but I miss all that smoke and my grandma blew back when I grew up with her and that radio. Laugh and crush one out, light another, put coffee in her cream. And it's 1984, and I'm asking for one more story when I see her in my dreams.
Thank you. fireflies, your golden hair in the sunlight, and your heart so true. Sailboats on the skyline feel so good to feel fine. Hallelujah, hallelujah. No more waiting, no more searching, no more drifting, no more long. I've got my love beside me, and I am fine.
There's more below this ground than what you see in front of you, and what you see is not what you get. There's more to do than work the earth and wait for things to grow, but sometimes wait is all you know. Oh, straight but I won't weep tonight. You can call me sorrow, but I got a place that you and I can hide.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I got so down in trouble, I nearly lost my head. I started waking every morning filled with sadness, fear, and dread. The world I took for granted was crashing to the ground, and I realized I might not live long enough to ever see it.
All right, as another show of Something About the Women comes to a close. That was Iris DeMent doing Working on a World, title track to her latest release. Maya Camille did Call Me Willow from her album Good Life. We heard Mary Gaucher, Fall Apart World, from her album that came out last year, Dark Enough to See the Stars. We heard Brandi Clark, a new single, She Smoked in the House. I'm pretty sure that's about her grandmother. And we started the set with Patty Larkin doing Good Thing from 1993's Angels Running. It is about a half a minute in front of 1 p.m. I'm not really sure what's happening at the top of the hour, but for sure there will be music. But as I mentioned earlier, Brian Young will not be up for Crash Course for the Ravers. He unfortunately had a car accident, and we're sending him out healing vibes. He's a little bit banged up. All right, I will leave you now with one last ditty from Joan Osborne. And I hope you'll tune in next Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to Something About the Women. We're here every week. And we love that you listen